Heute Abend in der Philharmonie bei der konzertanten Aufführung von Puccinis Madame Butterfly mit den Berliner Philharmonikern unter Kirill Petrenko. Und jetzt hier mein Gast, Vorhang auf für den Tenor, Jonathan Tettelman. Welcome, Jonathan Tettelman. Thank you for taking the time for this on the day of the concert.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you very much for the invitation.
You're welcome. So tonight you're going to sing the Pinkerton in Puccini's Madame Butterfly. Do you have a certain ritual on the day of the performance? Ich würde gerne von Jonathan Tettelman wissen, ob er am Tag des Konzerts, der Aufführung, eigentlich so ein bestimmtes Ritual hat, irgendwas, was er immer macht.
Well, actually, I'm breaking that ritual by speaking right now. So
okay.
I typically try to talk at all the day of the show or as little as possible the day before. But yeah, it's just a day of rest and candles and relaxation and preparation for the big night.
Also eigentlich bricht er gerade seine Routine, indem er mit uns spricht, weil normalerweise hat er, bevor er abends ein Konzert hat oder eine Aufführung, nimmt er sich total viel Ruhe und Zeit, macht sich Kerzen an und entspannt sich. So thank you for breaking the ritual, I hope. Well, let's not jinx anything.
So it should be okay. Pinkerton is more of a half night's work anyway, since he disappears for 3 years in the middle of the opera.
Okay. So Puccini, you had great successes with Puccini. It seems like you found your voice or your opera soul with his operas. What's your connection to Puccini? Mit Puccini hatte Jonathan Tettelman schon viele Erfolge. Ich würde gern von ihm wissen, was seine Beziehung zu den Opern von Puccini ist. Yeah, what's your connection?
You know, I feel like Puccini almost chose me. I never thought of myself as a Puccini tenor. And Puccini was that first opportunity that I had to become an opera singer. And that's really how I kind of got my start and really how I started developing my voice with this composer. For me, it was just like a huge relief, actually, to have someone like Puccini, because you can really let yourself go and just throw yourself into the music and the drama and everything without being overly exposed. And I think that that's what Puccini actually provides a lot for young singers, is that you don't have to be perfect all the time. You can just be yourself and show yourself and develop yourself. I think he's a wonderful composer for that.
Okay, I try to translate that. Also er meint, dass Puccini viel mehr, that's okay, it's very interesting. Er sagt, dass Puccini viel mehr ihn gefunden hat als andersrum. Seine erste Rolle war in einer Puccini-Oper. Und Jonathan Tettelman sagt, dass man nicht unbedingt perfekt sein muss, was super ist für einen jungen Opernsänger. Man kann aber seine ganze Energie, seine ganze Seele da reinlegen. Insofern ist es sehr dankbar, dass Puccini ihn gefunden hat. Oder eben doch Tettelman. Puccini. We do want to listen to you singing Puccini just for a little bit, and well, I'm sure you recognize it right away. Let's hear it. You've said once in an interview that this is your favorite role. Which one is it? Can you tell us something about this Puccini opera, why you like it so much?
Oh, this is the wonderful painter, lover, and I would say even activist Mario Cavaradossi from Puccini's Tosca. And for those reasons that I listed, I actually love the role. The character is such a wonderful, complete character, full of life, full of art, full of beauty and heroism. So this is why I really love playing this role.
Also wir haben gerade ein Stück gehört aus Puccinis Tosca, wo er den Cavaradossi singt, und er liebt diese Rolle sehr, weil er eben da seine ganze Seele reinlegen kann und weil das so ein komplexer Charakter ist. And tonight you're singing the Pinkerton in Madame Butterfly, a guy, how to put it nicely, who's not like the most likable. He marries a young geisha in Japan, Butterfly, but it's just a fling for him, and he leaves her and with a baby. She's lonely, desperate, and committing suicide. So many subjects, cultural differences, sexism. How do you approach such a character in this role? Heute schwingt er ja den Pinkerton in Madame Butterfly, jemanden, ja, man könnte sagen, so ein bisschen schon eher Schurke, der heiratet die junge Geisha Butterfly, die er dann aber in Japan sitzen lässt. Es ist nur eine Affäre für ihn. Er verlässt sie, sie bekommt sein Kind, ist verzweifelt, einsam und bringt sich um. So viele verschiedene Themen werden da gestreift. Kulturelle Übergriffigkeit, Sexismus. Ich würde gerne von Jonathan Tettelman wissen, wie er sich dieser Rolle, diesem Charakter nähert. So that was a long translation, but I hope you didn't forget the question.
No, it's how do I approach this unapproachable character?
Yes, exactly.
I would say, you know, you have to approach all these characters in the same way. You have to go all in on who they are and what they're saying and what they're doing. After a lot of experience and a lot of attempts with Pinkerton, I tried, you know, being a softer Pinkerton that's, you know, more stupid, or a Pinkerton that's really, he's more romantic and all these things. But I actually think I found the best way to portray Pinkerton is the way that he is supposed to be portrayed, and to go all in on who he really is and with his intentions completely clear. He's not a bad guy. He's not trying to hurt anyone, but he's just making a selfish mistake that actually affects the lives of everyone.
Okay, so Jonathan Tettelman sagt, er geht an diese Rolle genauso ran wie an jede andere. Er geht voll rein und er versucht jetzt nicht, das irgendwie romantischer oder netter darzustellen, sondern genauso, wie er die Rolle versteht. Und er sagt, dass dieser Pinkerton kein schlechter Mensch ist, sondern aus einer Unachtsamkeit oder Unbedachtsamkeit das Leben eines anderen Menschen zerstört. Jonathan Tettelman, every career is different and therefore probably interesting. Yours, in my opinion, is very unique. You were born in Chile, adopted as a baby. You grew up in the US, in New Jersey. You studied baritone. You financed your studies with DJing. You had a rock band. And now you're an up-and-coming opera star living in Berlin and not in Rome, which is your, as you once said, your ja, musical desired country. Ich habe gerade kurz aufgezählt, was an seiner Karriere in meinen Augen so ungewöhnlich ist. Er ist in Chile geboren, wurde schon als Baby adoptiert, ist in den USA aufgewachsen, in New Jersey, hat Bariton studiert und das Studium hat er sich finanziert als DJ, hatte auch eine Rockband und jetzt ist er, ja, kann man sagen, fast ein Opernweltstar, der aber in Berlin lebt und nicht in Rom, obwohl Italien sein musikalisches Sehnsuchtsland ist. So why Berlin after all this?
After this very typical upbringing and, yes, and pursuit directly to becoming an opera singer, well, I think it suits Berlin very well. I think Berlin actually is a place that kind of welcomes all of these things. People from all around the world, people from all different musical backgrounds, personal backgrounds. And we just love being here. We just feel like we're included. It's not one of those cities where it excludes its people. I really find Berlin to be very accepting of people from all different places and origins and tastes.
Oh, that's a compliment. We'll take that. Jonathan Tettelman sagt, dass diese ungewöhnliche Karriere, die er hat, oder diesen Werdegang, der nun wirklich nicht ganz typisch ist für Opernsänger, richtig gut zu Berlin passt. Er fühlt sich hier sehr gut in dieser Bandbreite aufgehoben und auch sehr willkommen, überhaupt nicht ausgeschlossen und ja, lebt gerne mit seiner Familie in Berlin. I just want to come back to being in a rock band. This is how you started musically. How did you get from there to wanting to be an opera singer? Ich würde gerne von ihm wissen, wie er von der Rockband zum Opernsingen, zur Oper überhaupt gekommen ist.
Well, actually, that was my second step. My first step was actually I went to a school called the American Boy Choir School, and that's where I got formal training as a classical musician from the age of 9 to 14. And it was a touring choir school, and we performed with orchestras and solo concerts and stuff like that. So I had a bit of training prior to that. But as everyone might want to do when they're a young teenager, they want to impress girls. And so they pick up a guitar and then, you know, you start a little band and you get a little of attention. So that was my basic pursuit of being a quote unquote rock star for a little while to get some female attention, but also because I liked writing songs and playing instruments and hanging out with my friends. So it was a great way to do that.
How did you get to opera then?
Well, opera, it kind of came to me a little later when I went to school in New York City. I hadn't been to an opera until I was about 18. And when I went to an opera, that's where I really understood what it meant to be an opera singer, and the amount of power that their voices had, and the way that you can watch, almost like to a young person of my generation, like a film being played while singing with this beautiful soundtrack of music. It really blew my mind. And I started down the path of becoming what I thought was an opera singer as a baritone. And that came to a screeching halt when I was told that I was no longer a baritone.
Okay. Ja, so eigentlich, also ist die Geschichte ein bisschen anders. Er war nicht erst in einer Rockband, sondern hat erst im Chor gesungen und dann hat er angefangen, Rockmusik zu machen, eigentlich nur um Mädchen zu beeindrucken, mit einer Gitarre und so weiter und so fort. Und dann ist er mit 18 Jahren das erste Mal in eine Oper gegangen und das hat ihn wirklich umgehauen. Und dann wollte er unbedingt auch Opernsänger werden und hat dann Bariton studiert und wollte auch Bariton werden. Und dann hat man ihm irgendwann gesagt, nee, das funktioniert nicht mal, jetzt muss er Tenor sein. But that's a good decision after all. We're very happy that you are a tenor now and give us so much joy with your music. Jonathan Tettelmann, just a quick question before we finish. We will let you leave you to being quiet that you need before a performance. Berlin would actually be the perfect place to live out this big range of things that you combine, being a DJ, rock singer, opera singer. Do you ever think about moving in between the genres while you're here? Ich würde gerne von ihm wissen, Berlin ist ja auch so ein perfekter Ort, um alles Mögliche zu machen, was er ja in seiner Karriere schon gemacht hat, nämlich DJ, Rocksänger und jetzt eben Opernsänger. Ob er manchmal darüber nachdenkt, vielleicht so ein bisschen zu wandeln zwischen den Genres.
Well, not so much right now. I've got a full plate of opera and classical music work to do. I'm still pretty young as well, so I'd like to kind of touch on a lot of things that I'm really interested in today. However, as my daughters get older, I'm sure that their interests will broaden and they'll be into going into and listening to this kind of music. So why not? I would love to maybe make some bridges and things like that with different genres. Sounds like a lot of fun.
We're gonna listen in any case. Thank you so much for taking the time to talking to us, Jonathan Tettelmann.
Thank you. My pleasure and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Und heute Abend um 19 Uhr in der Philharmonie, da ist der Tenor dann live zu erleben mit den Berliner Philharmonikern unter Kirill Petrenko und der Konzertantenaufführung von Puccinis Madame Butterfly.